Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
This special bonus episode of the Sheridan Tapes was made possible by our supporters on Patreon. Jennifer Clickenbeard, Angry Bees, Adriana Quersa, and Carrie Hirsch. If you'd like to support the show as well, please go to patreon.com/homesteadcorner. For as little as $1 a month, you get early access to ad-free versions of episodes, a special weekly behind-the-scenes podcast, and patron-only AMA live streams. Before we get started, this episode contains paranoia, memory loss, and uncertain reality. Content warnings and a full transcript are available in the show notes.
This is This is Sam Bailey, Daily Log, October 25th, 2019. It's been a few days since I last got out of the cabin. After my run-in with that... whatever caused the fire, it's been hard to want to go outside. Not that I've been able to get it out of my head by staying inside, either. I mean, what even was it? Is it something I need to be worried about running into out here? Did I stop it? Send it away? Is it even something I can stop? I don't know. I just finally got to feeling like I couldn't stay cooped up inside any longer, so here I am. Maybe I'll find it again. Maybe I'll find nothing. Hopefully it's the latter. Much as I want to figure this stuff out, I need a break from the supernatural for the time being. Not that I'm helping matters by wandering around out here, looking for it. I decided to take my recorder with me this time. If something does happen, I'd prefer to capture it as it's happening instead of relying on my memory or my ability as a storyteller. Not that an unnatural forest fire would read much better on tape, but... well, it made more sense when I left the cabin. Still, it... what? What is that? There seems to be a... well, some kind of stone arch clearing up ahead. I'm sure I've been past this place before, and I've never seen anything like this. It's old. Ancient. The stones look like they used to have some kind of writing or symbols carved into them, but it's almost completely worn away. It honestly reminds me of pictures of Stonehenge or... There's something strange about this thing. I almost feel drawn to it, which is probably the best reason I could think of to leave it alone. Still... It's not just stone. I can see through some of the cracks in the rock there's some kind of metal? Iron, maybe? Whatever it is, it looks like it was made to look like vines and branches winding around each other. It's old and weathered, but not actually rusty. Funny, it really is beautiful. Maybe not as old as I thought. The stones are crumbling, but the structure seems as solid as... Recording? Okay, good. Okay. A last thing I remember before losing consciousness, apparently, was pushing on the arch to see how sturdy it was. Now I'm somewhere else. A completely different forest, and I mean completely different. Everything here feels off. Closer, older, more dangerous. I don't know how I know, but I won't be able to just close my eyes and wish it away like last time. I'm in some kind of clearing. The archway is here, but, No, of course not. Maybe there's a way to get back through the archway, or maybe it would just take me somewhere else again. Okay, there's a small dirt path leading away from the arch and out of the clearing, so I assume it was made by someone vaguely human. Maybe they can tell me what's going on. Or at least I might be able to figure out where I am. What the? There's some kind of structure up ahead. Maybe a house, but honestly, it looks straight out of a fairy tale. Wattle and daub walls, stone foundations, thatched roof, and a chimney. With smoke coming out. Someone's home, at least. And the path does go straight up to the door, so there's a sign over the door, too. The Inn of the Archway. Huh. Maybe they'll have some answers for me. Hello? Anyone home?
Oh, welcome, traveler. Sorry I didn't hear you come in.
I tend to get a bit lost in my own thoughts back
then. Ah! What the?
Oh, come now. No reason for all that. I'm not going to hurt you. As long as you don't give me a reason to.
I have to be dreaming. This can't be happening.
Are you finished? I assure you, this is all quite real. Pinching yourself won't change that.
What is...
Here. You. Sit. Stay. Here. Drink. I think you need it. Now, isn't that better?
I guess.
My, but you do look awfully tired. Have you traveled far?
No, I mean, yes. Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how I got here. I knew where I was before, mostly. General area, at least. But then I saw the archway in the woods, and when I touched it, suddenly I'm in a forest I don't recognize. This was the first place I saw, so I thought that you might...
Who are you?
I'm Sam. Sam Bailey.
Sam Bailey.
Is there a problem?
Why are you really here?
Sorry?
You put on a convincing act, Sam Bailey. But you don't fool me.
I'm not trying to.
They never remember where they come from, who they were. Yet you do. Remember name and place and past in full. So tell me, Sam Bailey, why did you come here?
What?
Were you sent to stop my plans? Or are you foolish enough to come of your own accord? Knowing full well whose forests you entered.
What do you mean by they?
Do not insult me, Sam Bailey. You already know of the countless others I've drawn to this inn. The hapless travelers pulled through that doorway. They wander in without memory of who they were, the worlds they came from, seeking answers I am only too happy to provide.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about. What's going on? Who are you?
I am not a force to be trifled with, Sam Bailey.
I didn't come here to do anything, I swear. I just saw something strange in the woods. That's all. There have been a lot of weird things happening around me, so I thought that your arch was just one of them. Maybe it got confused or something.
It would take a magic great and terrible to confuse the archway, Sam Bailey. Stop playing games with me. What are you?
I don't know.
Test me again, and you will see what happens to those who toy with beings beyond their understanding. You're in over your head even further than you know, Bailey.
I'm serious. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. That's why I was out in the forest in the first place. I swear, I'm not trying to mock you. I'm just here—
Stop! That's better. Now.
No.
What is this? Stop. I said stop.
Now I think it's time for you to answer some of my questions. What?
Whatever you are powerful. I'll not deny that. Powerful and ancient. That power you call upon. Older than my world, and stronger than the seas. But you made one very human mistake, Sam Bailey. You gave me your name. Now, stop. I don't know what you are, what you really want, but I don't think you do either. I could keep you here. Torment you for the frustration you caused me for the next 300 years. But if you truly do not know what you are, then I can think of no better torture than to leave you in that ignorance and fear. And as for where you belong, your power and your lack of insight are a dangerous concoction, one that I will not allow in my Echowood. You would do well not to return. And if ever we meet again beneath these trees, I will not be so kind. Fare thee well, Sam Bailey. Now, go.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Oh, what the hell? Oh, what happened? wasn't I? I was hiking about. God, I can't remember anything. Hold on. You're recording? Well, maybe you have some answers. So, this is really strange. I can remember leaving for a hike this morning. I know I was recording. It's on the tape. But then, nothing. I don't remember anything until I woke up on the ground. It felt like I just woke up from a dream, like something had happened, but I can't remember any of it. Just the barest echoes that fade away the more I try to remember. That isn't even the strangest part. The tape recorder was running when I woke up, but when I listened back, it starts when I first began hiking. It goes on for a few minutes, but then I notice something ahead of me. And then the tape cuts to nearly an hour of total silence. It doesn't start recording normally again until I wake up. I'm not sure what happened to me out there, but it wasn't nothing. There wouldn't be an hour of silence on the tape if something hadn't happened. It's like whatever I ran into out there doesn't want me to remember, like... erase the tape to make sure I wouldn't. Why? Where did I go? What did I run into? And how was all of this even possible? Really, Bailey? After everything you've seen, you're still asking how?
The Sheridan Tapes, B-Side. Traveler, starring Trevor Van Winkle as Sam Bailey and Sam Taylor as Grail, with original music by Jesse Hogan. Written by Sam Taylor and produced by Virginia Spotts and Trevor Van Winkle, with dialogue editing by Robin Gabrielli. Directed by Virginia Spotts and made possible by our supporters at patreon.com/homesteadcorner. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice, and connect with us on Twitter at Sheridan Tapes and on Instagram at The Sheridan Tapes. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to The Sheridan Tapes.
Ash and oak and iron and thorn, stone and rune and land forlorn, last thin chance of vain hope born, heed thee now my call. Oh! Welcome, traveler. Sorry, I didn't hear you come in. Tend to get a bit lost in my own thoughts back there. Come, sit and have a drink with me. It's been an age since I've had a guest at my inn, and you look like you could do with getting off your feet for a spell. It's my job to teach those who come through everything they need to know about the Echo Wood. So if you'll permit me, I have a proposition for you. I will tell you everything I know of the Echo Wood. Its history, its peoples, its secret depths and hidden heights. I will tell you of witches and ghosts and sea beasts. I will tell you of dragons and dwarves and the glittering stars above. I will illuminate the secret turnings of this world to you as best I can. And in the end, I will send you on to whatever fate awaits you. Do we have a deal?
Tales of the Echowood, a 10-part fantasy anthology from the creators of The Sharon Tapes. All episodes now available at echowoodpod.com and on all podcasting platforms.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.